Hello, hi, welcome. The show's name is Politics. Although I call it Politricks, and my name is Presh, and the title of this episode is Iran Attacks Israel. And I want to apologize for not uploading a regular episode last week. A new story happened that made me angry, and I would have said something I regretted, so I decided to just shut up and review the movie Joker instead, which turned out to be a mistake because nobody watched that movie, and therefore nobody is watching a review of that movie. But also, you could say that by not talking about the news, I was taking the coward's way out, and you're right. Anyway, so I wanted to go through last week's news quickly before getting to this week's news, and following on from the last episode we did, so 2 weeks ago, Israel had assassinated Hassan Nasrallah, the general secretary of Hezbollah. Now, this is last week's news, in retaliation, Iran launched 180 ballistic missiles at Israel. The majority of those missiles were shot down by the Israeli and US militaries, with only a few missiles getting through. From these missiles, the Israeli emergency services say that there were no deaths and only two casualties from the falling debris. Now, this is obviously not a surprise. I even theorized about this last week that it might happen, and that the potential consequences for this is an all-out war in the Middle East. So there's no reason to rehash that. You can just go listen to a prior episode. What I do want to talk about is the utter hypocrisy of it all. I've seen US security advisor Jake Sullivan call this a, quote, a significant escalation of violence, end quote, when the reality is that Israel killing thousands of people was the significant escalation, right? Like, although the Israelis would say, oh, well, October 7th was a significant escalation. Like, we could play this game all day, but the point is we need to stop the violence. Right. I've seen people say that the missiles were headed for civilian areas, which has turned out to be a lie. Iran clarified that the attack was only directed at army bases. The reality is that Israel has been murdering thousands and thousands of civilians. All the things Iran has been accused of is the same things that have been done by Israel, and to a much larger extent than Iran. Israel is what we call a cry bully. Right, they bully other countries in this case, and when somebody fights back, they go cry to the US for help, when it was them who started the fight in the first place. So, yes, it's bad for casualties to have happened. We have to remember humanity and all this, right? It's bad that from the missiles that two casualties happen, but you know, all the violence is bad. That's what I'm trying to get at here. But certain violence has been to the nth degree more hectic than other violence. And we need to stop it, right? Our next news story is Dick Cheney endorses the Harris-Waltz ticket, and the reason that Harris is accepting this endorsement is because it's meant to show that the, quote, sane, end quote, Republican would rather vote for the Democrats than vote for Trump. But to people like me, this shows how craven and evil the Democrats are. So if you don't know who Dick Cheney is, he was the Vice President of the United States of America serving under George W. Bush. And their administration lied about Saddam Hussein having weapons of mass destruction, which led to the start of the Iraq War, which killed 1 million Iraqis. Dick Cheney is a war criminal, and the Democrats getting into bed with him shows how evil they are. I'm not an American, but I would absolutely never vote for the Democrats, right? There's nothing you could say that would make me forgive this. They're just getting into bed with a literal war criminal. And I guess Biden himself is a war criminal because he's helping Israel do war crimes. So, yeah. I guess things don't matter to the Democrats, so I would never ever vote for them. I would rather go for the Green Party if I were American. Yes, Jill Stein, and I forget the guy's name, but he seems like a cool dude. Her vice president. Yeah, the election's in, what, 2, 3 weeks, Americans. I think you should do the right thing and vote green, my opinion. Next, we have Dr. Nasipa Moya of Action SA is the new mayor of Tshwane, which is our capital city. This follows the ousting of the previous mayor, Silias Brink, a few weeks ago. And I have to congratulate Action SA. They simply out-politicked, although I call it politicked, the DA. However, in terms of policy, you shouldn't expect too much change because the DA and Action SA have very similar platforms. They're both liberal parties. But back to the mayor herself. I tried to research her, but there's very little information about her personal politics. I did find things about her career history and education, but those are irrelevant as those things don't tell you how she's going to govern. But what I want to know about in terms of her governance is like her personality and her politics. But unfortunately, neither of those were available to me while researching her. Then, in our final news story this week, the former governor of the Reserve Bank of South Africa and Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni, has passed away following a short battle with an unnamed illness. I wasn't familiar with him, but based on the number of condolences, he seemed to be a well-liked minister and he didn't have any scandals attached to him when he died, so RIP. I'm sure he'll be missed by many people. So, yes, thank you for listening. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, give a like, etc. Importantly, it needs to be a 5-star review. You can find all our links at paysip.com, that's PAICIP.com. Please tell a friend, tell that friend to tell a friend, and tell a family member. And yeah, thank you for listening. Bye.